Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless our souls with the noor of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Please recite a salawat for Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah bless our eyes with the ziyarat of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please recite another salawat for Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And actually, you know, when we were in our college days, we used to have a litmus test. You know, we used to dip the litmus paper into a liquid to find out the acidity. And this salawat is like a litmus test for us. So please recite another third salawat louder than the before ones. I've been asked to just speak for only 45 minutes. But I will be generous and I want to leave because you are already tired and me too. And you have been listening with full concentration and attention. So I will take only 30 minutes, and if you concentrate more, I might just shorten it to 20 minutes. Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. حبيب إله العالمين نبينا وشفيعنا والطبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, introducing Rasulullah in the holy book of Quran, says, I haven't sent you but as a blessing for alameen. For, it will not be a one-way lecture, you know, it will be a two-way. So if you don't respond, my lecture will continue for 35 minutes. If you respond, it might come to only 20 minutes. So Allah says, I didn't send you but as a blessing, as a rahmah for alameen. And the first introduction of Allah in the holy book of Quran, the first surah, Surah Al-Hamd, and after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So just consider these alameen. How do we translate these alameen? Universes, worlds, present, past, future, everything included that we can understand or not understand, which are beyond the scope of our imagination or inside the scope of our imagination. Everything included. Wherever Allah, I would say, wherever, for Allah is Rabb of. Rasulullah have been sent as a blessing for them. So Rasulullah have not been sent as a blessing for the Sunnis, Shia, Ahl Hadith, Barelvi, Deobandi, Christian, Muslim, Jews, Hindu, Sikh, human being, animals, planets, all these. He has been sent as a blessing for the world, for the alameen. This is one point. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, I'll be clock clicking is telling me that I will finish in 28 minutes, inshallah. Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So now these alameen, the whole world, the whole universe and everything for which Rasulullah has been sent as a blessing. And that blessing, we have put it down just for Rasulullah. Who was Rasulullah? He was born in Hijaz and he changed the Hijaz. He changed everything and finished Rasulullah. We need to go deeper into this phenomena. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing himself, the first ayah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has how many names? 99 names. We say it's 99 names. Can someone who is infinite have only 99 names or 99 attributes? No. This is, he has got infinite attributes. And if we recite, listen to other du'as taught by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salat, we come across about 1,000 other names. But why, when Allah is infinite, his attributes are infinite, why only these 1,000, about 1,000 names have been introduced? Because our imagination, our power, our brain is unable to understand the other things. Now, in the whole of the universe, coming to the second point, every particle attracts other particle towards itself. Every particle is exerting a force on other particle. I'm not going to take a science or physics class, but we need to move here, there, to keep you awake, inshallah. Every particle is attracting other. The whole universe is not a bipolar universe, it's a unipolar universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Holy Book of Quran, if there would have been ilah ma'allah, an other lord, an other ilah with Allah, la fasadata, surely there would have been a chaos. All our things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Holy Book of Quran, addressing Rasulullah, that وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنْزَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْزِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who have negated, kafar, we say he's kafir. No, it's not kafir. Who have negated Allah. 90% negation, 80%, 70, 60, 10, 1, or just 0.001% negation is negation. Whosoever, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, has negated Allah for, يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, for you, it is equal. You scare them of Jahannam or you give them the good tiding of Jannah, nothing is going to happen. So the first thing is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become an electron which moves around the nucleus of Islam. Nucleus of Islam. This is very important. So I might conclude it very shortly. This nucleus of Islam has got a center point. And now keep that ayah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Again, coming a bit towards the physics. You know, every electron doesn't join every nucleus. It has to be compatible with that nucleus so that the electron is able to join that. Similar is the case with joining Islam. The first point making us compatible to join this system is our belief 100% and submission 100% to only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when the kuffar, our brother, was saying in his speech that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the kuffar after proving that he is trustworthy and truthful. 2 points. And he called them, if I tell you that an army is going to attack you, will you believe me, trust me? He said, yes. None of them said that, oh, we'll peep from here, see from here if the army is there or no. They said, no, we trust you. Then he said, then believe me, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And all of them, they started making mockery of Rasulullah, jokes about Rasulullah. Oh my God. Why? They were already believing in, for example, say, 1,200 gods. So what was the difference if they believe in one more God? There was no difference. It's not the belief in Allah that was making difference. This was ashhadu an la ilah, negation of all other lords. Belief in Allah doesn't make us Muslim. To become a Muslim, we need to negate all our ilah, our culture, our social status, my wealth, my money, my family, my inclination, my personal likings and dislikings, and have to be shunned off, thrown off to reach the point of ashhadu an la ilaha. When we reach that point, after that, the next one is illallah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the point which make us compatible in joining that universal system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Rasulullah has been sent as a blessing for the universe. Salawat ba Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Joining this system is very important. And for that, compatibility is very important. All the things that we see is, because I give an example, it's worth giving here. We have got, you know, and every car has got a speedometer. It starts with zero and the needle moves towards, for example, say 100 on the other side. We have got a double meter. It's zero here and 100 here and 100 here and zero here. And our needle is moving in between these two. Two zeros or two hundreds. One is belief in Allah and one is belief in the worldly desires. That's come here. For example sake, our belief in Allah is zero. So our belief in the worldly desires and the worldly things is on 100. As we start moving towards Allah, it goes on increasing. A point comes when we are 50-50. And then when we move forward, when we take this needle of belief and iman on Allah to 100, that's the point where our journey of iman or Islam starts. What do you say? When our submission to Allah goes to 100, our journey of iman or Islam starts. It's iman or Islam? Iman. Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the holy book of Quran, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّ. These Arab Bedouins are saying that we are on the point of iman. Tell them that you have reached the point of Islam. The submission starting point is of Islam. Iman haven't entered your heart. When we promise Allah, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ means that from now onward, my actions, my behavior, my attitude, everything will be governed by the likings and dislikings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the starting point. And when I fulfill my promise, my iman goes on increasing. So now in the present age, with keeping all these points, I have got only 20 minutes. Okay. With keeping all these points in our mind, what we need to do now at the present age? We understand that the nucleus of all the blessings of Allah and the system of Allah, there's only one system of Allah and that is Islam. Inna deena indallahil Islam. And the junction point of that Islam is the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is joining all the schools of thought. I don't believe in sects. Schools of thought, different versions of Islam, Rasulullah is the one who is joining all of them together. That is the main point where we need to come. That is the point where we need to move in. That is the point we need to become compatible with. And that is the point which is being attacked from left, right, up, down, all these. The sister, what wonderful speech by our sister. Allah bless her and give her more tawfiq. She has worked very hard, compiled everything, and made it very easy for us to digest and understand that. This is a very important. Left, right, all these attacks going on against Islam. And you see the cartoons of Rasulullah, na'udhu billah min zalik. The main point is to attack the nucleus. In martial arts, when you want to disbalance other, what do? You attack the main punch on the brain. You know, disbalance, gone. He might be very strong. He might be okay later on, but at the moment, he's gone. Similar thing is going on with Islam. We need to come forward. Duty of Islam, beauty of Islam is that Rasulullah has been sent as a blessing for the mankind. We need to protect the person and personality. And he has been sent as a role model for us. Make him a role model. We need to bring back Rasulullah into ourselves, our body, our souls, our thoughts, our actions, our behavior, our families, our communities, everywhere there should be nothing but the personality and vision of Rasulullah. So once we do that, we have paid tribute to Rasulullah on this auspicious occasion of Milad of Rasulullah. If we don't do that, we will be having more and more Milad, but that will be, the result will be like standing on the treadmill and running. You run harder and harder, faster and faster. You are where you stand. And every time we'll be celebrating. The world has united against the nucleus of Islam, the personality of Rasulullah. Why not we get united, throw away everything, just believe. And I would say on this Miladun Nabi, we can give a gift to Rasulullah. We are all the naughty children of Rasulullah. Why not help these naughty children to get together and say, Ya Rasulullah, I couldn't do anything else, but you had some naughty children, Sunni, Shia, Ahl-Hadith, Bareilvi, Deobandi. We brought them together so that we can pass on the message which has got the dynamism to change the whole world, the humanity, and the whole universe, so that we see the blessings of Rahmatun Lil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.